Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from Daniel chapter 6, where we find King Darius's governmental leaders threatened by Daniel's imminent promotion over them, seeking grounds on which to discredit him. Finding no corruption in him, they reasoned that they could destroy Daniel by trapping him between his God and the law of the land. They successfully convinced the king to declare that anyone who petitions any god or man other than the king for 30 days would be thrown into the lion's den. When, as expected, they found Daniel continuing to pray to the one true God, they said to the king in verse 13, "Daniel pays no attention to you, O king, or to the injunction which you signed, but keeps making his petition three times a day." The king was deeply distressed and set his mind on delivering Daniel. Then these men came and said to the king, "Recognize, O king, that it is a law of the Medes and Persians that no injunction or statute which the king establishes may be changed." Then the king gave orders, and Daniel was brought in and cast into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, "Your God, whom you constantly serve, will himself deliver you." Then the king arose at dawn and went in haste to the lion's den. He cried out with a troubled voice and said to Daniel, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you constantly serve, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel spoke to the king, "My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not harmed me, inasmuch as I was found innocent before him. And also toward you, O king, I have committed no crime." Then the king was very pleased and gave orders for Daniel to be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. Then Darius, the king, wrote to all the peoples, nations, and men of every language who were living in all the land, "May your peace abound. I make a decree that in all the dominion of my kingdom, men are to fear and tremble before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and enduring forever, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed, and his dominion will be forever. He delivers and rescues and performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has also delivered Daniel from the power of the lions."
Have you ever wondered what you would do if practicing your faith, witnessing to others, or attending church resulted in persecution or death? Worldwide, many Christians are facing just such a scenario, but stick to their convictions instead of caving in to pressures around them. And some are suffering tremendously because of their faithfulness to Jesus Christ. The prophet Daniel faced some tough situations as a result of his convictions, but he never compromised, even when the simple act of praying could have cost him his life. His confidence in the Lord remained firm as he was placed in the lion's den. In fact, his steadfast faith and God's deliverance had a powerful impact on the pagan king, who decreed that all the people of his realm should fear Daniel's God. Today, those of us who are believers have the same choice to either live by our Christian convictions or compromise for the sake of peace and safety. It doesn't have to be a matter of life or death. Sometimes we simply want to avoid ridicule, evade conflict, or fit in. Although we may gain temporary comfort, we forfeit a godly witness and the opportunity to influence others.